TireRack.com/Alex.
May 21st is Judgment Day. At least that's what one Christian man is saying. Are you worried about Doomsday? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coast to coast and everywhere in between. You never know what's going to happen here on ATN. We're going to talk about Doomsday and these big signs that are appearing all over the nation about the world ending on May 21st. Well, tick-tock. We all only have a couple of days left, if that's true. You know, it's like that old question, what if you only had 24 hours to live? What would you do? What would you do if you only had 24 hours to live? Think about it. We're going to turn here at the top to, speaking of 24 hours to live, to Osama bin Laden. Talk about doomsday. That was May 2nd. Seems like it was longer ago than May 2nd, doesn't it? It's really almost been 2 weeks. And this is a heavy, heavy topic of conversation, much to the chagrin of some of the people in charge on the military side, and also to the commander-in-chief, I guess, now. In a different way, he's using it as a rallying cry. The president was giving the commencement address for the graduating class at the Coast Guard Academy. And take a listen to what he said about bin Laden and the fight.
When you hear people say that our problems are too big, when you hear people say we aren't going to bring about the changes that we seek, I want you to think about all the progress that we've made.
All right, so progress that we've made, that's going to be the major theme, I think, for the re-election. Maybe it's going to be something about progress. Change you can believe in, that's out the window, so it has to be something different. Robert Gates, the defense secretary, who has just a couple of weeks left before he's out of that job, and of course Leon Panetta is in, he was talking to reporters on Wednesday and said that he's kind of concerned by all the information that's released out there, that there's just too much of that going on, in his own words.
My concern is that there were too many people in too many places talking too much about this operation.
I don't know. You know, the whole transparency thing and how big the bin Laden thing was it handled correctly? I mean, there's the question. Was overall the information released, not any of the other details of it, releasing the information on bin Laden, was it too much information, not enough information, confusing information, not correctly delivered? Which was it? One thing that I thought was bad is the whole proof thing. Because you're going to have people that doubt it anyway. They're going to have people that doubt the bin Laden thing. They're going to say he was frozen on ice and all this other stuff. We, of course, have heard all that we've been lied to. And there's a million different angles and a million different ways to view it, depending on what lens you're looking through. But regardless of the lens, if you removed yourself from that, was the information, was there too much information, not enough information, or just the right amount? I think there wasn't, I disagree with Gates. I think there was some misinformation and not enough of the correct information. Once they started talking about this photograph, for goodness sake, just release it. I don't think we're spiking the football by releasing the photograph. If bin Laden was the boogeyman, and you heard the children who were survivors from 9/11, whose fathers were slaughtered in that massacre, say that that was their face that they saw. It was always about bin Laden, and they were getting high-fived when they went to school, and, you know, it was all about, woohoo, we got them. I mean, every single one of the kids that I saw interviewed, they all said that. They were all so over-the-top excited because their father was killed. So to them, I think seeing the photograph would have been just icing on the cake, and people who didn't want to see it didn't have to look at it. I think they should have released the photograph So I disagree with Gates on that. The Admiral Mullen, when you talk about the Joint Chief of Staff and being in the position that he's in, he's agreeing with Gates, and he feels like there's enough conversation about bin Laden. I think they're probably sick of hearing it and hearing it be torn apart and dissected from every single direction. Here was his take.
It is time to stop talking.
That's pretty simple, isn't it? It is time to stop talking. Well, this is just too big of a story. It's not going away anytime soon, especially when, in death, an audio tape is released of bin Laden, who criticizes what's going on in the Muslim world when it comes to the uprising. And not criticizing, wants to support the people, like in Tunisia. He doesn't mention Libya. He doesn't mention some other spots. But specifically Tunisia, he goes to that uprising and saying that the people have to be protected and they shouldn't be in these positions with these tyrants and whatnot. And it was about a 12-minute message that was released, and this just happened. It went all over Al Jazeera, and other Islamic publications have it, television stations, etc., and they're pumping it out all over the place. So the conversation by bin Laden himself continues. Somebody had the tape. Somebody released it. The timing is, I think, pretty interesting. But if we go down the path of too much information, not enough information, let's move on. It's tough to turn the page when so many things are continuing to spill out. Remember all the thumb drives and all the stuff that the SEALs carted off? Well, what was on the thumb drives? We were only getting broad strokes that there were terror plots that were listed. There was an attack being planned for Los Angeles, but none of them were in the stage where they were being executed or had moved forward, but that it was all there in a neat package. This was what's going to happen. So you have to believe that there are other details that either are going to be leaked out, although Leon Panetta says he will go for the jugular if somebody leaks it out. If somebody leaks out the information, he's now in the CIA, but going to the Defense Department, they're going to go after them and investigate them. I still think where there's a will, there's a way. So potentially, not just intriguing information, but maybe kind of a powder keg could be lit, a fuse could be lit by some of the bin Laden stuff that will come out. I think that will trickle out. It might not even be a WikiLeaks document dump. It might be something completely different that reveals what was found in that compound. But I have to believe that we're gonna find out a little bit more, even if Gates on his way out says there's too much information out there. I think there's too much missing information and incorrect information out there. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. Swinging for the Fences next on ATN.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 18th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,492.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,530.82, $765.41 for a half ounce, or $382.70 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,530.82, $765.41, and $382.70.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The world is going to end on May 21st. Pull out your calendars. And depending on where you live, because we do have people like my pal Jack down under, you're ahead of us. So you're going to hit that magical date in front of us in the United States. But looking at the calendar, the 21st would be Saturday. What are you planning to do on Saturday, on so-called Doomsday, the day the world is going to end? I'm going to a Jimmy Buffett concert, and I'm going out to the Colonial to watch the PGA Tour in the morning. So I don't know that that's, although those two activities could be fun, I don't think that's how I want to spend my last 24 hours if it was doomsday. There have been a bunch of Christians that have been touring for months. In fact, I've seen several of the billboards in a couple different places that I've been. In Dallas, Texas. I actually saw one in Tampa, Florida. And where else was I? California. When I was in California, I saw one too. And the billboards just say something about Judgment Day, that the world is going to end on May 21st. So they're making final preparations.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. I think, in a way, what's so sad about this is it makes a mockery, in a way it makes a mockery out of religion and the whole idea of doomsday and the clock and all of that and, you know, whatever. But they've been spreading this world, this around the world, they've been spreading the word around that this is the end. Ezekiel 33, watch out, because the end is near. So here's the scoop. I mean, if the end is near, then who cares? We're not worried about money or debt ceilings or anything else because we're going to all be dead. That's what's going to happen. How many of us are going to survive? And, man, I'm telling you, there have been billboards all over the place. I mean, all over the place with this stuff. There was even a newspaper ad that talked about this mass destruction. What this is, so you know. Family Radio is a Christian broadcasting network that's in Oakland, California, and they call it the Day of Rapture. They say it's the start of Judgment Day, which will last 5 months. Aha, so you have 5 months. Those who are saved are going to be taken to heaven. Those who aren't will endure an unspeakable suffering. Oh, I don't like that idea. Unspeakable suffering on the rack? What? What does that mean? Dead bodies are going to be all over. Earthquakes will ravage the earth. And October 21st, the entire world is done. So I guess you better start going to church if you're not going to church. I'm thinking maybe you have to go to church. Maybe you have to pray more. You know, I don't know. Here's what's interesting. There have been a bunch of rapture events. And the rapture events are being held by a group called American Atheists. So people are certainly poking fun at the whole doomsday idea that on October 21st, that's the end. But it's the start of doomsday this weekend. So I still say my question stands. If it is the end of the world, what are you doing? Are you giving everything away? And apparently there are some people who have done that. Some people are believing this, and they're hitting the road. They're saying to themselves, I really believe this. I think in 5 months everything's gone. So with that short amount of time I have, I'm going to go and travel. I'm going to just be with my family. I'm going to hang out with my kids. And I guess the answer is, if we were being very serious about this and we did have a warning and we knew it was happening, wouldn't most people spend time with their family or running in the opposite direction of their family? Because, you know, what are you going to do? Go to Disneyland and ride on the rides for one last time for 24 hours? I don't think so. I think people would huddle or, because of the fear, try to figure out a way to outfox what was happening. And all those billboards and all that has been said about doomsday and rapture and everything else, really seriously, a lot of people are taking it to heart and are being serious, and they're on the clock. So that they're not making light of it. They're saying it's serious. Okay, I'm saying, nah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't think that we're going to see that in October. But it does make for interesting conversation. It's like the conversation you have about the last meal. If it's the people that are on death row, you have one meal. What is your last meal? Well, what's the last thing that you're going to do if you find yourself in a situation where you believe that October 21st is the end and now the start has begun, as we're on the clock as of this weekend? Yeah, something to think about. I don't know. You can send me your thoughts on that one. Or maybe you're like me. You're like, eh. Do you have a jaundiced eye? Are you saying that? I don't think so. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I got a quick note here from Kelvin, who says, Kate, I'm telling you, if I knew for sure it was the end of the world, I would immediately walk off my job, and I hate to say it, I would spend every single thing I could. I selfishly would inhale food, hang out with my friends, and I would just rack it all up on the credit cards. Yeah, and then when the next day came and it wasn't the end of days, you'd have to figure out a way to pay off all that credit card debt. Yeah, so it's just kind of a gamble, right? If you really honestly listened to him and you started to, you did chuck things out, you did really honestly get hooked into it, oh boy, be tough to backpedal on that, wouldn't it? What do you do, take the kids out of school? Yeah. We'll see how many people believe believe this group of Christians. They certainly have some money behind them because they plastered America with billboards. Plastered. Big time. Let's jump around here a little bit on a couple of other things. What a hard turn that is going from doomsday. It might feel like doomsday when you pull up at the pumps because we're always looking at where gas is headed. I filled up today, and I paid $3.89. I was hoping I could get a little bit better, but it's not that bad of a deal because around the corner from me, there was a place that had regular at $3.98. Yeah. So some people are feeling the pinch, I guess, of the $4 a gallon gas. Others are trying to ignore it. Others are figuring out ways that they can work from home a little bit more or commute. I think the commute thing, though, is tough to do with people. Some of you that are listening to me right now, how could you possibly commute because you have different hours? You stay longer. It's the traditional job, the 8 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, whatever. Those jobs are far and few between the way people work now. So it would be tough to carpool. I think it would be tougher to carpool. If you have to stay later or whatever, you work in different offices. Certainly if you work in different offices, and that might be pretty tough. The solution is, and probably if we see that gas doesn't ease up, maybe what will happen is more people in companies where they can remotely work, more people will work from home. And if you're in the computer industry, if you're in marketing, there are a lot of jobs where you could work virtually. That's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Because already we have kids that just play games, don't go out and play. Now you grow up and you work from home. You don't socialize that much because you're working from home. Ugh, what kind of people would you be raising? 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's B-I-G-J-O-E.us. bigjoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at bigjoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Here on America Tonight, instant water cooler buzz, just like those sea monkeys. There were sea monkeys when you were a kid. You threw them in a, I'm still fascinated by them, where you throw them in the water and then they grow. And they're sea monkeys. My mother could never really quite explain the concept of sea monkeys to me. I was that kid where I would ask to have it explained to me, and it didn't make sense. Well, they just grow. How do they just grow? They do. And you know, I went through that period where I think some of you can relate to this if you have kids or you yourself. Did you go through the period where you wanted the hermit crabs or the sea monkeys or the, I don't know, what else was there? Chia pets. I mean, all various things. Because a hermit crab is a living thing. Supposedly, sea monkeys are a living thing for 2 seconds. They live. And then the chia pet is just a rock where the plant grows. And it's in the shape of something. But they're still popular. You can find them when you go into a bunch of stores, when you, you know, like Walmarts, or probably not even Walmarts. I'm not thinking of Walmarts. I'm thinking of the pharmacy, Walgreens. Go into like a Walgreens or a CVS, they may have them still. I mean, you can certainly get them, but it's not really mainstream. That's like the sneaky item. That's like the crazy gift you give somebody. It's the joke. It's sort of the joke that you open up at Christmas when you do the Secret Santa. And for that matter, I guess maybe all three of those could be. I don't know how many hermit crabs I had, but a ton of them. So as usual, we're zigging and zagging all over the place, off the rails. Sadly for the people of Louisiana, they wish that they could talk about sea monkeys and trivial things like, did you have any hermit crabs when you were a kid? But they've got bigger fish to fry, worried about whether or not they're going to be in the path of the flood that's coming their way because of the gates that have been opened by the Army Corps of Engineers, who felt like they really had nothing better that they could do because they had to figure out a way to cut the pressure. So it was either cut the pressure or flood out Baton Rouge and New Orleans, and that wasn't even an option. I mean, there was no way that was going to happen. Instead, some of these smaller towns that are parallel to the Mississippi, they've had to abandon ship. I mean, no joke. Some of them, as of in just a couple of days, their house is underwater. Others are hoping that it's just maybe a little water damage, but they might be able to weather it better. And they're trying to open as much of a gateway as they can, by the way, for ships that come in, too, because you think of New Orleans, that's a huge port city. But if they're worried about the levees and floods and all of that, well, of course, they're going to be concerned with how many barges are getting through, and they are. They are concerned about that. Here's Carla Jenkins talking about the flooding and the barge waves.
They had these boats going so fast. The wakes behind them, somebody said you could surf. They were so high. Waves started coming across the back deck and just crashing into the building, and we started to see more water coming in around the doors.
Boy, and that's happening to businesses, houses, and far from over. Still weeks left on that. They've already talked about, the governor has mentioned, I think I said this at the top of the week. Whoops. They said at the top of the week, the possibility of going back for some of these people, it wasn't looking good. It might be a month before they can go back. Well, what if this happened to you? What if you're in Florida, you're in Illinois, you're in Connecticut, you're in Vermont, you're in Iowa, you're in Texas somewhere, and you have to suddenly get up, grab a bunch of stuff. Maybe you're lucky, you have a couple of days to decide on what you're going to pack in your stuff in your car, or throw some things in a box and mail it somewhere. But where are you mailing it to? Where are you going for a month? I mentioned the thing about more people working from home. So if you're working from home, I don't know, theoretically, if you could unplug all the computers and take them somewhere, I guess you could still continue working. But I think it's tough for anyone on a couple days' notice, or not much notice, I don't care how much it was, to throw themselves together, wrap their head around the fact that they're not going back to their house, and figure out what they do. And what if their job was one of the jobs that would probably be washed away because of the wall of water, you know, the flooding opening the channels. That's rough. This is also rough. I don't get the whole cruise thing in the first place. I know a lot of people love cruises. So now that that has left my lips, I'm sure there's people out there that are like, oh, a cruise is the best. Are you kidding? I went to Cancun for 4 days. I don't remember a thing about it because it was all inclusive and I had 10 million drinks. But hey, I didn't fall over the side or end up having something happen to me other than, random hookups. So passengers on this MSC Opera, it's a luxury cruise liner. So it's not a fly-by-night, short-term, cheapy-cheap cruise. Luxury, baby. That means you're paying top dollar for it, stalled in the Baltic this past weekend, was drifting for 2 days. And now, because of the miracle of, you know, Twitter and everything else we have, some of the stories are starting to wash ashore, so to speak. There was one passenger who said, this sounds familiar, the toilets were unusable. When they got them working, they would work for a short time, then they didn't work again. There was no water. Food-wise, we've just been on rolls. So how many passengers were on this ship? 1,700 passengers. A 10-day cruise. And apparently there was almost a mutiny. Everybody shouting for the captain. He didn't appear. Then they give them free drinks. Oh, no, we're floating out somewhere in the Baltic Sea. We only can give them rolls. They can't even go to the bathroom. And they're screaming for the captain. What do we do? I know. Let's get them drunk. Open up the booze. Any booze we can find. Yeah. And this is a familiar thing that happens, too, whether it's a luxury liner or one of these other cruises. People want to know. For goodness sake, when we talk about politics, that's all of you say. You want to know what's going on. So for a whole day, the people weren't told anything. They were just floating in the dark because they don't have the lights. They're floating in the dark. Finally, the ship was towed to a port near Stockholm, Sweden. And then they had to get off the ship, and they made travel arrangements. And I guess some of the travel arrangements weren't the greatest either. So you had to wait 7 hours to get off the boat. Then you had to figure out where you were going next and get the luggage. And that was a mess because 1,700 people, so go figure. Pretty tough. I'm sure by the time they reached their final destination, they got home, in other words, then they were like, okay, that's it for cruises. I don't care how much money we make. We're not going on a floating barge anymore. We're not going to do it. And I don't know if it's just lately all this stuff has poured out or things have been going on for a while and just people didn't really talk about it for some reason when it came to cruises. But doesn't it seem like there's a high volume of cruise problems? And it's the same thing. We're not told what's going on. We don't have anything to eat. We don't have any water. It's dark. We're afraid. All that. It's the same story that we've heard a couple of different times. Remember in California when there was the cruise that was going to Mexico and the same thing, they were adrift and the electricity was out and unless it was the daytime, they didn't have electricity. And yeah. I always wonder on these boats how many honeymooners they have. It'd be tough on a new marriage, wouldn't it? Hey, well, we're stuck. I have a package of lifesavers. Do you have anything in your pocket that we can eat? Let's cut it up into little pieces and we'll share it together. So like I said, I don't get the cruise thing anyway, unless you just want to be on the water and eat and drink until your heart's content. I mean, it's just one floating buffet, I think, to me. Not that you don't see beautiful places or dock at a great place, but if I wanted to go to a Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Mexico, wherever, although Mexico, a little shaky on my list right now, I would rather just fly there, get there, boom, spend some time there. But somebody who's enlightened on cruising, fill me in. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Fly me to let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song.
Coming up this weekend, Doomsday clock is ticking, according to one Christian group. So while Doomsday is set and we have 5 months until the actual drop dead date, pardon the pun, there is a Preakness to be run in between. We could see a Triple Crown winner, maybe. Animal Kingdom won the first leg, but can this horse win the second leg and continue the tongues wagging about the possibility of something that hasn't happened since 1978 with Affirmed? Here's the key. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to quickly run down some of these for you, the horses in the Preakness. There are 14 horses entered in the Preakness. So as we continue our Derby challenge, and that happens in our next show, all you have to do is call. It's like lottery numbers, and you pick the numbers. You don't necessarily have to know the horses because, hey, those numbers might come in. But just for fun, I'll tell you about some of the horses. Number one, because they did post positions. The number one post, Astrology, Mike Smith, the jockey on that one, coming out of the one hole, like I said. Two, Norman Abjornsson. That's a 30-1 odds horse that comes out of the second hole. King Kanji from the third spot. Four is Flashpoint. Five is Shackleford. Six is Sway Away. And this is the gates that they'll come out of. Seven is Midnight Interlude. Eight, Dance City. Nine, Mucho Macho Man. That horse came in third in the Kentucky Derby. 10, Dialed In. That was one of the horses I liked. Animal Kingdom, Will the Horse Repeat? Animal Kingdom comes out of the 11 hole. 12 post position goes to Isn't He Perfect? 13, Concealed Identity. And rounding out the field of 14 horses, Mr. Commons in that 14th slot. So when you call us in the third hour for our Kentucky Derby, well, it's not Kentucky Derby any longer, it's a Triple Crown Challenge, the second leg, the Preakness, you just need win, place, and show. I've just given you the names of the horses, and that can matter to you, or maybe it doesn't matter to you. For all of our good friends in Kentucky, they know the horses backwards and forwards, so many of them. So they certainly know the names of the horses and probably can tell you all about their bloodlines and who raced well that is in their blood. And we have a lot of fun when we do this challenge. So Dialed In was a horse that I like. It was beaten in the Derby. It was a Derby favorite. It's the 9-2 second choice favorite of the Pimlico odds maker. So, and it breaks from the 10th post position. Ooh, we're going to have some fun with this one. I predict good fun. Maybe someone's going to be able to nail win, place, and show. There is a chance of that anyway. Somebody who's not going to be able to take our challenge and probably not playing the lottery is the TSA officer who was arrested. You hear about this? Arrested for stealing from suitcases. Oh, sad but true. There's always one, isn't there? It's not good for the TSA, though. It's a big black eye for them. What's the one thing that you fret about when you're traveling? Now it is your suitcase. Number one, because on some of the airlines, you have to pay so much to have your suitcase go from point A to point B and sometimes point C in between. But what happened is at LAX, they had to arrest someone from stealing from one of the traveler's stuff. A 31-year-old, his name's Ryan Driscoll, they picked him up. He has a felony theft charge that he faces. Don't know what he took. But he's free on $20,000 bail. I would just have to say, you think of someone stealing your stuff, you think of that. And how rampant, I understand this is among screeners. So, you know, where's the integrity? Why are you ripping off people, flipping open their suitcases and ripping them off? I will tell you about my one airport mishap. I've definitely had my share of missed bags, and usually at the most inopportune times. So one time coming back from Hawaii after a honeymoon, I had a bag, and I am not kidding you, went around the carousel. This was husband number one. Went around the carousel, and it had, you know, this was an overnight flight, so we're a little bit tired, but it was my bag. It was the same color, everything. We just grabbed it, put it in the car, took off. Nobody says anything. Nobody checks your tags even, which is so strange. So take off, realize, take a little nap, wake up, realize, wow, all that's in, and there was great clubs in there, but it was a guy who had jeans and underwear, tons of underwear, and white tube socks. You know, the kind of high white tube socks. That was not my luggage. So panicky, thinking this guy's getting skirts and sundresses and jeans, but women's jeans. So calling the airlines, oh yeah, somebody returned the bag, and they're hoping that their bag would get returned. We're assuming that it was yours because your name was on this bag, blah, blah, blah. So drive back to the airport. They didn't come to pick it up or anything. Drive back to the airport, dump off the bag, get the other bag, problem solved. We were probably lucky on that. If somebody had taken, I didn't have anything great in my bag. If somebody had loaded a bunch of good stuff, which would be stupid, but if they had in their golf clubs, because it's so bulky, they had done that and somebody went through it and they were able to find things, it would be pretty much a nightmare, because who knows what you would have lost that way. For me, I would have lost some clothes and really decent clubs that I liked, but I would have been able to live with it. It would have been the worst thing that ever happened to me. In the case of the guy whose clubs I had, he had really super sweet clubs. Probably, who knows how much he paid for those clubs. And then all the clothes that were just stuffed in along the side of it. Airlines. Like, on the heels of talking about the TSA employee who went through the suitcase and at LAX, there was something I read out of Orlando about United Airlines apologizing for restarting the use of flight numbers of two planes that crashed after being hijacked on September 11th in 2001. So a United spokesperson said that the airline is sorry that they used the flight numbers 93 and 175, and they're trying to remove them from their computer system, and says the flight numbers probably went black, and then they went back into use the last couple of days, and it was probably just a technical error. United Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Flight 175 crashed into one of the World Trade Center towers in New York. Well, and see, isn't that interesting? People immediately, it was the passengers, immediately knew when they stepped onto those planes, ugh, I have a bad feeling about this. This is United, and this is a flight that you heard about over and over again, 93, 175. And some people have that ability where they remember numbers and they see it enough, they remember it, remember it, remember it. And so it was really the passengers, not the airline, not a pilot or a crew member. It was really passengers that brought the attention to the United Airlines of, why are you doing this? Why have you put these numbers back out there? And I kind of agree with it. Not being superstitious, but just in honor of the people and not wanting to have that same, those same numbers. I don't know that you want to step on that plane. It's just something about it. Especially you think of the Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that flight and what all those people did to stop what was going on in the plane, and you just can't use that number again. So they're trying to correct it. Nobody notices it, though. The pilots, nobody, just the passengers, they get on, oh my God, we're on flight 93, United, flight 93, you gotta be kidding me. Oh.